Hi, good day. You're speaking to Mish. I'm calling from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed and the survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
I am.
Okay. And do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
Independent.
Okay. And when it comes to voting for local offices in your area or for the Texas state legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, or a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
A mix.
Okay. All right. And as you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, is it time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas, or this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue?
No, it's time for a change.
Time for a change? Okay. All right, and which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Is it abortion rights, violent crime, illegal immigration, and the border? Funding for public schools and teacher pay, the economy, inflation and jobs, gun violence, property taxes, or cost of insurance for home and vehicles?
All of the above.
I think we could only choose one.
The teacher pay.
Teacher pay. Okay. All right. And okay, we are 21% complete, almost there. And which is the next most important problem or issue? Would it be abortion rights, violent crime, illegal immigration and the border, the economy, inflation and jobs, gun violence, property taxes, or cost of insurance for home and vehicle?
Insurance for home and vehicle.
Okay. All right. And then next, we need to mark your opinion for each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. So Donald Trump, you can choose
Unfavorable.
Okay. Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Kamala Harris?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. Ted Cruz?
Very
unfavorable. Okay. Avery Bishop?
Don't know who that is.
Okay. We have that option. Colin Allred?
Favorable.
Okay, we have very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Very.
Okay.
Very.
Angie Chen Button.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, and then Joe Biden.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. All right, and we are almost there. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today? Would it be Donald Trump, Republican, Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy, independent, or you're undecided?
I don't tell who I'm going to vote for. That's something I keep very, very personal.
Okay, so you would say undecided right now?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay. All right, and in the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today? Again,
Colin Allred.
All right. All right, and if the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you vote for if
Avery
you had
Bishop.
To choose today? Okay.
Avery Bishop.
All right. So next, here is some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. So Andy Chen Button.
Okay, how many more of these we got there?
We are currently on 40%. I appreciate your time. Remember, your opinion is very important.
No, honey, I can't be on you for no 60. No, I can't be on here with you for 10 minutes. I can't. I got to get my kids ready for bed.
Could you give me 5 minutes? I mean, if we're not done in 5 minutes, you're more than welcome to drop the call.
My thing is that if I had known this was about politics, I probably would have never participated.
Okay, I get
just
that.
Trying to see. Yeah.
Oh, sorry?
Yeah, I don't even see the need for this survey.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, your time is very important, but your opinion is important as well, you know, so that we can hear directly from people what problems are affecting our community. So allow me just 5 more minutes of your time and we'll be done, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So, again, here's a follow-up information about both of these state House district candidates. So Angie Chen Button is the incumbent Republican state representative with 15 years experience in Austin, where she's a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is self-made success, having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at UC Dallas and building a long, successful career at Texas Insurance. Avery Bishop, the Democrat, is a first-time candidate and SMU law school graduate, a former substitute teacher in local schools, and past Miss Texas. Avery uses her social public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit created literacy programs. So Avery is the child of hardworking parents, a Filipino immigrant mom and father who is a fifth generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor for their small town. So in this legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public schools, end the ban on abortion, expand affordable health care to more working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Would it be Angie Chen Button or the Republican Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
Avery
or you could choose. Okay. All right. Okay, American culture. Mark, which side you agree with most. So America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. Or the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Which would you choose? Or which statement do you agree with most?
You said the liberals are what?
The liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI and critical race theory.
The first one.
Okay. All right. So values and freedoms, choose which you agree with most. So agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. Second one would be agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
The first one.
Okay. And are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
School what? Vouchers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And from what you know, do you support or oppose school vouchers?
Oppose.
Okay. All right. And when it comes to the local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? The impacting of closing schools on neighborhoods, low teacher pay, liberal teachers unions indoctrinating our kids, or lack of funding for the state leading to school closing?
Teacher pay.
Okay. All right. And do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
No.
So that would be disagree or agree?
I disagree.
Okay. All right. Okay. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? Would it be punishing doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison, No exceptions for when the life of woman is at risk, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11, takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions, and the last one would be fines and family or friends, $10,000, assisting a woman traveling out of a state to get a legal abortion.
The third one.
The third one. Okay. All right. Okay, so next is a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate or a somewhat strong reason for, or a weak reason. So Andy Chan Button supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to a private for-profit school run by his contributors.
Say that again.
Okay. Andy Chan Button supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public school and give it instead to a private for-profit schools run by his contributors.
I disagree with that.
Okay. All right. And Andy Chan Button supports Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that only puts pregnant women's life at risk in a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion.
I disagree.
Okay. Avery Bishop is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control.
I disagree with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Andy Chan Button says she is a small government conservative, but she has consistently voted to mandate state government to take away local communities' freedom to make their own policies on things like water breaks for workers, short-term rentals, or air quality.
I need to agree or disagree because I don't know.
Okay. All right. Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats' extreme pro-abortion agenda.
I don't know what the extreme pro-abortion agenda is, so I don't know.
Okay. All right. So Avery Bishop and a Democratic pals would continue that Biden-Harris border policies have allowed an invasion of illegals, bringing dangerous drugs and criminals into our communities.
Yeah, I disagree with that.
Okay. All right. So Representative Button voted against giving school teachers a raise.
Who did?
Representative Button voted against giving school teachers a raise.
Oh, she did. I disagree with that.
Okay. Avery Bishop actually wrote a sex education curriculum for our school kids that only further worsens the problem of public schools sexualizing our kids from an early age.
I disagree with that.
All right, and the last one, I appreciate your time. I know this is taking some time. Okay, so the last one would be, despite the state's massive $33 billion surplus, Representative Andy Chan Button has failed to fund our public schools, which led to 4 local elementary school closures, forcing families to change schools and driving down property values.
I agree with that.
Okay, so very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason, or refused?
I'm sorry?
Would your answer be you're very strong against it, you're somewhat strong against it, or it's a weak reason, or you don't know, or refused? Would you like me to read that question again?
Read me the question again, yeah.
Okay, so despite the state's massive $33 billion surplus, Representative Andy Chan Button has failed to fund our public schools, which led to 4 local elementary school closures, forcing families to change schools and driving down property values.
And what are my options to answer?
very strong against, somewhat strong against, or it's a weak reason, or you don't know, or refused?
Very strong against.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's see. Okay, I feel like I need to ask your permission. So we are currently on 77% complete. Could we continue?
Oh, darling. How many? I know you do this for a living, but good God.
I understand. Okay, I mean, I could.
I'm tired of asking political questions. I really am. I'm just going to be honest with you.
Sorry, ma'am, I didn't get that.
I'm tired of politics. I'm tired of talking about those questions. I'm just sick and tired of politics.
I understand. Okay, so how about we do the last round of this? And I mean, if I could at least get to 90% of the questions, that would be okay. All right, so I mean, if we skip to the next.
How long have you been on this call?
Let's see here.
We've been on this call for 16 minutes. I got
to the extent.
Yeah, you told me it's only going to take a few minutes of my time, and I'm thinking 5 minutes tops. This is about to take 20 minutes or more.
Okay, I respect your decision, ma'am, so I won't keep you up any longer.
Okay.
But thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.